This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, hello, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Hello, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and welcome to another edition of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. As promised, we're going to be keeping you focused on the Climate Action Council and its adoption of moving us away from fossil fuels. And on the live line with me is Senator Patrick Gallivan. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you doing today?
Good. Good to have you on this important subject. A lot of listeners, Pat, have been saying, what do we do? Where do we go? Who do we complain to? Who do we write to? And we want to get to all of that. But let's set the table here on what's going on. This Climate Action Council has recommended that we move away from fossil fuels and move towards eliminating natural gas, propane, and heating oil, and move towards an all-electric grid to power our homes, power everything in our homes, which would include our appliances and our heating. The practicality of that, from where I sit, Pat, and I think you are in on the same side of the table here, is that it's just not been thought through. The grid's not able to support this kind of movement. And we're going to move away from something that's dependable and reliable. And here in the storm, you know, power went out, but the gas was still flowing. So where are we with this, and where do people go to complain?
Well, that's really a good question, where people go to complain. If we go back in time, the state several years ago passed what was called the Climate Action and Community Protection Act, or the CLCPA. And in that, they actually memorialized in state statute the goals of the goals that former Governor Cuomo had come out with of the state achieving a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, 40% by 2030, 85% by 2050 in comparison to levels in 1990. And this legislation created a Climate Action Council that was then charged with putting together what was called a scoping plan. The scoping plan was actually then to be the plan and the blueprint for the state to go and achieve these goals. Now, again, this is all under the law, and please don't take that this is something that I support. I don't.
Right.
I'm in line with some of your comments. I absolutely believe we have significant questions of affordability and reliability. I think this one-size-fits-all approach is unachievable. The mm-hmm. goals are unrealistic. It's cost prohibitive. Without us even knowing the costs, and the Climate Action Council was supposed to do a cost analysis, and that wasn't done, and certainly unsustainable. In any event, though, the Climate Action Council put together a draft scoping plan, and throughout much of late 2021 and the first 6 months or so of 2022, the public had an opportunity to comment. I think there was over 35,000 comments, the bulk of them, complaining. So this gets to the question, who do we complain to?
Mm-hmm.
And I know personally hundreds of people and organizations, individuals representing organizations that included thousands and tens of thousands of people and businesses submitted various concerns that fell upon deaf ears. In any event, the Climate Action Council ultimately voted on just last month the final scoping plan. Now, this final scoping plan clearly has gotten the public's attention. They're saying, "What do you mean, no natural gas service for new buildings? What do you mean I've got to get rid of my stove with natural gas and I can't replace it? My hot water tank, my furnace?" And they're raising very, very valid questions that were out there before, but the public wasn't greatly aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got this plan that's in place that is in effect New York State's law, the blueprint to go forward to try to achieve these goals through these very drastic measures that just they can't be met. The goals can't be met.
Right.
We can't afford it.
The timeline seems very...
Businesses can't afford it.
The timeline seems very short, too, Pat.
Can't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So ultimately, what is next before we get into some of the nitty-gritty of it? What is next through all of 23, the DEC has been charged with drafting and promulgating the regulations to ensure that the state meets these goals and implements these plans. Now, no doubt, some of these things will have to come before the legislature. There will be opportunity for public comment, but it'll become more clear by the end of 2023 and as we move forward. So where can we go to complain? Your legislators, pay attention when these regulations come out. There is a public process. We've got to do a better collective job of educating everybody who is potentially affected by this and make sure that we get enough people out there with the very realistic problems that this scoping plan presents.
Right.
You look at the as far as the power grid goes, I was elected in 2010. Among the problems then was the unreliability of the power grid at the time, the inadequacy of the grid and the transmission lines, and it has not been upgraded at all during that particular time. And to now increase, to upgrade that, to increase it to meet the capacity requirements of this plan is nearly impossible in this timeline. Now, having said all that, no question, we need to be responsible stewards of the environment and do our best. I mean, our obligation to each other, to our children, to our children's children, is to try to leave a better place for them. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But we have to do it in a responsible, realistic way.
Exactly.
And the only other thing I want to mention before we move on, to illustrate the point, you look at what we've gone through in the past 2 months with the two major snowstorms, the second one being a blizzard. And in this blizzard, it's just terrible. I think we're over, I don't know if we're at 42 or 43 lives lost due to the blizzard. At least 11 of them, though, were directly attributable to losing power.
Right, right.
And that power was electricity.
Right.
The single source that they want us to live on.
And Pat, one of the biggest gaps in this directive is there's really no discussion that I found about what happens in a power outage. Right now, we do have the option to have a natural gas-fired generator to generate electricity. What happens when the power goes out and we have natural gas not available to us anymore?
It's not addressed, and we don't know, and that's shameful.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the lives lost locally, and no apparent discussion of that by the Climate Action Council. There perhaps may have been discussion, but it is certainly not put forward in print in the plan that is out there that is now New York state law.
Okay.
And the blueprint for us to follow.
Unfortunately, Pat can only be with us till 10:30. So if you'd like to speak with him, now is your chance. You have 15 minutes to get online at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can write in your question for Senator Gallivan on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board as well. And the same number, 803-0930 in the 716. We'd love to have you participate in the program and get your question in to Senator Gallivan on this important subject before he has to leave at 10:30. In the meantime, if you ever like to reach me, you can do so by emailing me, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out our website. Everything we do is there at Cortese Construction Services. Stop into our brand new building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, 2 miles east of Transit. We'd love to have you stop by and see everything we have on display. By the way, the cooking class for Monday has some openings. The January 9th, as we travel to Venice, Foods of Venice, beef carpaccio, radicchio di Treviso, Bellinis, and classic tiramisu. It's quite a menu for Monday. And a couple spots still available, but you need to move quickly and grab yours by going to cortese.net. And in the drop-down menu, you'll find our cooking school. Come home to Cortese Cooking School. And our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente, check that out today. And don't miss out on your opportunity to travel to Venice. In February, we go to Milan. In March, we go to our family's region of Italy, and that is Puglia. In April, we go to Piedmont. May, we go to the Amalfi Coast, and in June, we take everything outside, and we make pizza in our pizza oven. We'd love to have you be part of our cooking school. Good morning from Dominic Cortese, and before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. We'd love to hear from you. Well, before we talk to you, though, this Saturday morning, we're going to travel to Kenton, Delaware, and Sheridan, and say good morning to Santo Tomasin, the manager of the branch there at Delaware and Sheridan. Good morning, Santo.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Great. The interest rates kind of hovering on mortgages in a steady eddy, up and down, but generally looking pretty palatable. But the 4.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with no cost still available at Lakeshore.
Yeah, that's still a great option for customers, especially with everything going on and the uncertainty that you were just talking about. The 12 months worth 4.5% when it's no closing cost, no application fee, free out-of-pocket for the customers. It's great for them to take advantage of the equity in their homes.
And now, let's say you want to opt into a fixed rate from the beginning on a home equity 15-year term. What can you get?
Yeah, so we can definitely take a look at that for you. It's usually prime plus 0.5%. Mm-hmm. We always would recommend that the fixed rate of the 4.5 for the first 12 months is the best way to go.
Sure.
And at the end of that 12 months, we can definitely look into locking in that loan for you.
There we go. There's some excellent CD rates that are available at the bank right now.
Yeah, the rates are great right now. Leading the charge is our 9-month CD at the 4% APY.
That's awesome. Well, take advantage of a great bank that's focused on you. Putting people first is the truth at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Santo, the phone number at the Kenton branch.
716-898-2010.
One more time.
716-898-2010.
For 133 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
David Bellavia here. It was another big holiday season, and probably one that was more expensive than ever. And if you're like a lot of Western New Yorkers, you could use some extra cash after all the holiday spending. So head down to Riverfront Auto Sales and let them pay you cash or offer your vehicle to buyers throughout the country. Either way, the best part is you'll get top dollar for your vehicle and some extra cash in your pocket, which will help you out in the new year. Marty and his family have been giving back to Western New York community for, years now? And he wants to keep up the tradition in 2023 by giving you and your family a big New Year's payday. When they offer your vehicle to buyers all over the country, you'll get the best cash offer possible. The process is simple. Just go to RiverfrontAutoSales.com, call Marty Sr., Marty Jr. to get the most cash for your car in the month of January. A family dealership, guaranteed credit approval, and extra cash after the holidays? It's gotta be Riverfront. Call 886-1626 to find out how you can get more cash for your vehicle today.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at theallnewhuntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
So, you've unwrapped a new device this year. Don't forget to take your favorite stations and podcasts with you.
No matter where you go.
With the Odyssey app.
Stream the music and shows you love on your phone, tablet, laptop, smart speaker, and more.
Create an account to save your favorites across devices.
And jump back to the moments that matter most with Rewind.
Your favorite local listening. Available when and how you want.
Download the Odyssey app today to get started.
The cold season is upon us, and when it comes to the furnace in your home, it's imperative you make sure it's running 100% for the long winter months ahead. If you live in the South Towns and want your furnace running properly this cold season, you definitely want to call Duffett. That's Duffett Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Call to schedule a tune-up for your furnace, as Duffett has an affordable special right now. A tune-up is only $72 after the $25 rebate from National Fuel. Again, you pay only $72 for a complete furnace tune-up from Duffett. A Duffett representative will clean and inspect your furnace so it's running efficiently and safe. Plus, Duffett will also execute a water heater flush for you at no extra cost. That's an $89 value, and definitely a great deal from Duffett. If you live in the South Towns, you definitely want to call Duffett and schedule your $72 furnace tune-up today. Visit DuffettHomeServices.com or call 648-4257. That's 648-4257. Call Duffett Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Tired of chronic pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back? Paceway Pain Care can help with its cutting-edge regenerative medicine treatments. These breakthrough therapies are highly concentrated healing agents from your own body to repair damaged tissue. No surgeries, no pain meds, and absolutely no downtime. Lots of folks around here have been doing it and raving about the amazing results. Paceway Pain Care. Call today to book your free consultation. 844-FIX-PAIN. That's 844-349-7246. Or visit paceway.com.
Hey folks, do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, I can tell you, natural light and fresh air. That's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Valex offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. That now not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being as well. Lenco can help you with Valex skylight options to suit your budget. Just choose one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Valex. Find out more about Valex skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com, located on Seneca Street in Buffalo, Sheridan Transit in Waynesville, and Sheridan in Delaware in Tonawanda. Stop in today. Tell them Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time.
10:22 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez and my guest on the live line is Senator Pat Gallivan from the state. And we're talking about the initiative that's been put forth to move towards an all-electric society. Pat, a lot of people are interested in, of course, in this subject, and here's a good one for you. Thanks for having Mr. Gallivan on. Please tell people where they can find and read this Climate Action Council scoping document. I think people will be shocked and angered by the depth and breadth of which New York State government wants to control our lives. Maybe that will encourage them to speak up and against it. And that's from Barb in Chickawaga.
As we talk, I can actually look it up. There is a Climate Action Council you can actually find on the state's website, but it's going to take me a moment. But I promise before we leave, I'll get that site for you.
Okay, so it is listed on the NewYorkState.gov website.
Yeah, here's where we can go. Okay. People can go to climate.ny.gov.
Okay. climate.ny.gov. So let's do that right now here. climate.ny.gov. And this is the actual directive that that everything's going to be based on, the draft scoping plan.
Yeah, there'll be an executive summary. There's a spot on there that you can click on, see the executive summary. or you could read the full plan.
So is this going to happen without the public's influence? Or I know there's public comment, but how much validity is going to be put on the public's comment? How far into this are we?
Well, we've moved along. I mean, we're at a critical point now that before it was largely talk and we didn't know what was going to take place, right? A few years ago, this plan was, the law was passed to create the Climate Action Council. Climate Action Council was tasked with putting together a scoping plan. They did the draft plan, a lot of public comment. Just in mid to late December, they came out with the final plan. And now that final plan calls for action, mm-hmm. right? And throughout 2023, the DEC will come up with the regulations. The legislature will start considering the various necessary pieces of legislation to deal with the plan. Can people influence it? I sure hope so.
Mm-hmm.
They can't not try. We're handicapped, my belief, in New York State with our form of government in the sense that we have one-party control in Albany, and we really, and it doesn't matter what the party is, if you don't have checks and balances, it's not good for anybody if you don't have that dialogue.
So there's an interesting statement that you just made, Pat. One-party control, and it seems to be coming from the left and the Democrats. But why is this a political issue?
Because there is nothing people do in their lives that is not affected in some way, shape, or form by New York State. And what I mean by that, the various laws that are in place, the regulations that are in place, the constitutional requirements that are in place, they really, they touch every single aspect of our life. Regulations for businesses, when people go to work, the taxes that they have to pay out of their income taxes, the rules of the road that you have to follow, and so on. It goes on and on. But if we remember, this started out as a piece of legislation. It started out as actually the whim of a governor, the former governor, who said, I want to do something about this. And the legislature then passed this Community Action Climate Action Council. I'm sorry, Community Protection Act. They passed it and said, this is now our law. We got to do something about it, and laid out the series of things that has to take place in order to do something. So the only way to undo that is through legislation. So we talk legislation. Who enacts the legislation? Your elected officials. How do you get to become an elected official? Through the political process. So it falls back to the politics of things. But it doesn't mean that we can't change things. The one-party control and the lack of balance right now in Albany is clearly an impediment. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be working to change it.
Mm-hmm.
During this session, we're not going to have an election during the session, but people can stand up and be very loud about their concerns.
Yeah. In the time we have left, Pat,
and the legislature can be very loud and stand up.
In the time,
and we have to continue to do that,
Pat. In the time we have left, 2 minutes before we have to let you go, the idea of gathering petitions, submitting them, is that worth it? And to whom would they be submitted? If people want to write in online, where should they do that?
Well, some people believe petitions are important and can have an effect. I don't know how much of an effect they have other than engaging people. So from that perspective,
right,
where people are engaged, I think that's a good thing. By the virtue of taking the step to put your name on something, saying I'm standing up for or against something, is a good thing and indicative of individuals' interest that can then lead to them becoming more educated and more engaged in working together. I think the starting place, of course, is online to the governor and to your elected officials.
Okay.
So I think that's the beginning of it. I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of discussion about this in the legislature over the next several years. And the best thing that people can do is pay attention. And then when we get to the point during elections, demand from the people that are looking to represent them, what do you think about this? Will you stand up
there you go.
And represent me properly by opposing this and coming up with common sense solutions, a more diverse energy policy as we move forward,
okay.
A system that we can rely on.
Of course,
communicating
you can,
with people instead of just springing up on us.
You can reach the senator on the New York State website, and you'll find him there by searching the Senate, Senator Patrick Gallivan. Thank you for spending this time with us, and promise to keep in touch with any updates that you might have from the state level.
I will. I'll look forward to chatting again, and thanks for this opportunity, Dominic.
Okay, Pat Gallivan. Bottom of the hour, top of the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Bill safety Damar Hamlin is breathing on his own and able to talk after having his breathing tube removed 4 days after he went into cardiac arrest and was resuscitated on the field. Coach Sean McDermott says players got to chat with him yesterday on FaceTime.
To see the players' reaction, they stood up right away and clapped for him and, you know, yelled some things to him. And it was a pretty cool exchange for a few seconds there.
Hamlin was listed in critical condition Thursday in the intensive care unit of the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Bills play-by-play announcer John Murphy is recovering after suffering a stroke last weekend. He was treated at Buffalo General. He's now at home. Chris Brown will be on the call in the interim. A man is credited with saving the life of a dog yesterday afternoon. Jim Sconey says he was driving by Ellica Creek and saw a dog in the water. He says a person held his legs as he tried to get the dog out of the water.
Going away a little bit, and I started calling him back, and he was a little bit not sure of where he's going, and he got close enough to me where he started bobbing down again, and then I just reached out and pulled him in close and grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, and I handed him off to someone up behind me who then held him until I could get back up.
The dog is doing well and is reunited with his owner. Sconey says the dog is utterly like his and hopes someone would do the same for his dog in the same case. Buffalo Public Schools implementing the Evolve Weapons Detection System at the entrance of International Preparatory School yesterday. Chief Operating Officer David Hills on how it works.
So when the student goes through the towers, it shows a red light if an item is detected. On the screen behind us, it shows a video of the student coming through on loop with a box around whatever the item was.
There were a number of red lights as the sensitivity was set at its highest for day one as the system was being implemented. In all red light instances, students were quickly pulled aside and searched in the area where the system showed a red box where a potentially dangerous device could have been. Nothing out of the ordinary was found yesterday. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has a big impact on its value. Hey, it's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. Yep, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have been offering beautiful high glass quality enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, and offering you custom-made mirrors as well. Give them a call today at 716-694-3300. That's 716-694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Wilshire Park. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Focused on you.
Great news from Ficta Endel and Elmer. Call 1-800-309-2020 to attend our next LASIK open house on January 12th, and you are eligible to have a no-charge evaluation appointment to determine if you qualify for laser correction, no purchase necessary. Usually that's $150, but as a thank you for coming, we will waive that fee. If you wanted to have your vision improved, Zeiss Smile is the newest form of laser vision correction, preferred over LASIK because it's less invasive and offers a swifter recovery. Patients return to work and their usual daily activities the very next day. Ficta, Endel and Elmer are the only provider of Zeiss Smile in Western New York. This is not your parents' laser. Call now and see 2020 with better vision. Happy New Year's from your friends at Ficta, Endel and Elmer Eye Care, truly focused on you and Zeiss Smile.
Call 1-800-309-2020. Ficta, Endel and Elmer Eye Care, focused on you.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. If you like, kick back and relax in a recliner. Now is the time to kick back, relax, and save when you shop Town & Country Furniture's selection of 2022 model recliner and lift chair inventory. We're making room for 2023 models. Will the floor sample clear sale that makes buying a new recliner or lift chair for your home more affordable than ever. Stop in and shop our recliners for the ultimate in comfort and savings. But hurry, our 2022 models are going fast. Remember, Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free, and make sure to check out our website, too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
The blizzard of 22 has taught us all again about the necessity of installing a standby generator. Anderson Water & Power has been servicing and installing automatic generators in Buffalo for decades. They turn on automatically and run on natural gas or propane. We are fully stocked and prepared to help you today. Call today for a free in-home estimate. Call 716-625-3989. That's 625-3989. Tap into Anderson.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yeah, you certainly can give them a call to replace your garage door, to have the epoxy coating put on your garage floor like I have, to organize your garage with storage equipment. And now, folks, you can also call them for rolling shutters. That's right. Rolling shutters are the ultimate solution when you want to protect what's behind your windows and doors. With rolling shutters, you can enjoy peace of mind knowing that your home or business has a sturdy layer of hurricane protection, storm protection. Roll shutters also provide security, all-weather protection, energy conservation, and noise control. And right now, if you purchase $2,000 worth of rolling shutters, you will get a $300 discount. But you need to call them today and tell them Dominic sent you. 715-6927. That's 716-715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla, GorillaGarageGear.com. And always remember, buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:37 is Hammer Time. By the way, great news for you folks. The show now being rebroadcast at noon and at 6 p.m. 3 hours of Hammer Time radio available every Saturday now. 10 a.m. when we are live. Rebroadcast at noon and rebroadcast again at 6 p.m. Tell your friends. Lots of opportunity to catch Hammer Time radio. 803-0930. We had to let Pat Gallivan go. He had another commitment. The Climate Council initiative in place, and the freight train is coming down the thruway, folks, and we've got to stop it. And the only way you can stop it, you heard the senator, is to vote. And when you have somebody running in your district, state legislator or senator, ask them about their position on this matter and vote accordingly. That's the only way we're going to stop this. 803-0930, what's your opinion as we travel to Buffalo and chat with Ron? Good morning, Ron. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. I think it's worth noting that all the talk about the conversion to electricity as exclusive energy source for heating homes and businesses is the fact that the enforcement won't come from the state directly, or maybe at least I think a lot of the enforcement and compliance will come from their your insurance company not insuring those properties if they're heated with alternative heating sources like natural gas or wood. When we were looking for some property out in Eden, I noticed that there was a number of properties out there who had natural gas well on the property that had been supplying gas to the house and to the barn for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And if this happens, the people that have those properties won't be able to utilize that gas because their insurance company will disclaim on them in the event of loss.
It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Or a wood stove.
So let's ask the insurance company, Ron, let's ask him the question, well, what happens then to a home in a power outage when the cold is allowed to permeate in and through the structure and possibly cause structural damage because of the fact that the power went out and there is no heat? What do we do then? How do we insure that home? How do we repair that home when it was the cause of the power outage that caused the heat to stop flowing?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah. And but again, we brought the topic up. What happens in a power outage for generating heat? There is no backup plan for that right now with 100% reliance on electricity.
That's right. I'd like to hear some other people's thoughts on the matter, too.
Right.
Maybe an insurance person could call up. Thank you, Dominic.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, Ron. Great topic. Great component of the topic there. The insurance companies are going to get involved. Interesting. I thought maybe it might be the utility companies not offering the utilities any longer. But the insurance companies not insuring you, apparently, if you have natural gas in your home. It's just unbelievable. Let's go to Wheatfield now and talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next.
Good morning. I have two questions. First question, is there such a thing as a electric tankless hot water heater? Can electricity produce enough BTUs to heat the water like gas?
I don't know the answer to that. I think the answer is probably yes, but I don't know for sure.
And the other question is, when this goes into effect, this is only New York State. Can you get a hot water heater, say, from Pennsylvania or some other state, or a gas furnace, and bring it up? Are they going to ban that?
Well, if the previous caller is any indication of how this is going to be controlled, it's going to be related to your homeowner's insurance. So you'll have to disclose that you have natural gas heating, and that's going to possibly affect, it seems, your insurability.
You know, one thing about all this carbon footprint we hear about, no one says anything about the thousands of jet planes, how much CO they put in the air. No one's attacking them, are they?
Yeah, can a plane fly across the country on an electric with an electric engine?
I wouldn't want to ride an airplane.
I don't know if a car can make it across the country with an electric battery operation without the enough power stations to stop and recharge.
I think a lot of people's eyes are going to be open once they find out what's really going on here.
Well, you heard Senator Gallivan, Mike, right, and everyone listening. We need to make sure that we keep this topic front and center at election time and put all elected officials from the state on notice that we're going to be asking the question where they stand on this issue. And hopefully we can get this to move off center. And at least, if anything, change the timeline. The timeline, in my opinion, is just overly energetic for this to be shoved down our throats. The timeline, which we didn't get a chance to talk to the senator about, says that in 2027, which is just 4 years away, you will not be able to build a new home with natural gas. And then simply 3 years later, 2030, 7 years away, you won't be able to buy a gas appliance.
Well, it seems like they're just trying to push this before another party gets in. That's why the rush is. Well, that's my opinion. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mike. Mike's line now available, 803-0930. That's 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is well available for you to text in your questions, 716-803-0930. And I mentioned it already. We are now rebroadcast at noon and again at 6 p.m., so three chances to hear our show here live at 10 and then rebroadcast at noon and rebroadcast again at 6 p.m. By the way, Hammer Time TV comes back to the airwaves on Super Bowl Sunday, So just about 6 weeks away, Hammer Time TV debuts, Buffalo's home improvement show. Looking forward to that. And, of course, you having a chance to see Phil, Nick, and Michelle and their segments on How To, as well as all of our Hammer Time TV sponsors on their involvement with the program. And, of course, the television version of the show, which we call Viewer Mail, that's also part of Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, debuting Super Bowl Sunday this year on Channel 2. 803-0930, that's the number for you to call. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to our discussion with Peter Gordon from Indoor Professionals, as we are now in the heating season, people, Peter, and a lot of people around the house getting the flu. My daughter, my granddaughter, Isabella, got a version of RSV. It turned out to be a bad cold that turned into pneumonia. It looked like RSV. Indoor Air has been getting sick people well for over 30 years. There's more and more flu and sickness going around in Indoor Air. They're serious about getting people healthy through the winter. You're still spending 90% of your time indoors for the next 3 months, and Indoor Air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the worst outdoor air in the smoggiest of cities. Now, smart people are thinking about this and putting it front and center, and they're getting Indoor Air in to eliminate the spread of germs. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I mean, it's all about particles floating in the air. You know, they say that an EPA report, 3,000 virus particles are released from a single cough or sneeze, and those are the particles that we can help reduce, never eliminate, because we shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, will get your house healthier without a doubt.
Yes.
And there's a couple ways we can do that. And
so let's talk about the Hammer Time discounts for today.
Okay. So let's start with the medical grade air purifiers that are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. You can still get the compact unit that covers 500 square feet for $419. Okay.
Great.
Number two is the one that you have, the 1,200 square foot Healthway is $300 off, and the whole house unit is $500 off. But just more importantly, if you've never cleaned your ducts or if it's been 3 to 5 years where you've done it thoroughly, not from a roto brush or a 40% deal, we can save you 20% off of your duct cleaning.
Wow.
But you got to call, yeah, you got to call me today on that.
All right.
I don't think we can honor that in the weekdays.
716-683-3000, 716-683-3000. You heard Peter. These discounts are only available to you. They're only available today. Got IAP? Get it today.
Professionals for every breath you take.
Cancer is not as simple as we typically think of it in a classification schema. My name is Carl Morrison. I'm a pathologist at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. A lot of people think that they just have lung cancer or they just have breast cancer. They may have a specific subtype. It takes a very complex process to determine if you have that. You have to go to very sophisticated, high-level cancer centers to keep up with all the advanced diagnostic changes that occur that can impact your treatment. And that is what we are specialists at Roswell Park. And our capabilities of doing molecular classifications of cancers is really what sets us apart from going somewhere else that's not an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center. You could be at the forefront of a treatment that can change your whole outlook of life. Spend one day at Roswell Park and regain your hope. Maybe tomorrow there's a new and a better therapy for you. That tomorrow, you're only going to get at Roswell Park.
Look good. Our whole philosophy in dental care is of a minimally invasive approach where we try to preserve as many teeth that a person has and preserve as much of their natural tooth.
Feel
great.
We don't have to grind down healthy tooth structure in order to protect it anymore. We can actually remove the unhealthy structure or filling and bond in a onlay that's tooth colored just as strong as your tooth.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The more tooth that we can preserve, the stronger that tooth is. And that's the crux of what we do.
Once you do a crown, it's always going to be a crown. If you do an onlay or an inlay, something that we talked about, the minimally invasive portion, you still have healthy tooth structure to work with. I'm Dr. Ellen Vossler.
And I'm Dr. Bernie Kolber. Call us today at 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
That's 634-1234.
Look good, feel great.
Clayton's Toys is Western New York's one-stop toy shopping experience. There is something for all ages. Clayton's Toys has kites, stomp rockets, butterfly kits, rocket balloons, glow-in-the-dark rock painting kits, and more. Everything your child could need for a day of fun. It's the perfect place for all ages. Stop into one of our two locations today, Hurdle Avenue in North Buffalo and Main Street in Williamsville. Shop local. Clayton's Toys.
When we use energy more efficiently, we don't just save energy, we save money too. And with National Fuels Conservation Incentive Program, we can do that in a really big way. Residential and commercial customers can access rebates simply by installing energy-efficient equipment in their home or business, which saves energy in the present and saves money for your future. With your help, we can fuel tomorrow today. Learn how much you can save at fuelingtomorrowtoday.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate, project drawing by going to avaroofing.com. You can actually arrange for your appointment there as well, or give them a call. 716-343-ROOF, 716-343-ROOF, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:51 is Hammer Time. The show now rebroadcasts, folks, at noon, as well as 6 p.m. today on WBEN. So if you missed any of the show, if you want to hear Senator Gallivan's interview again, then just come back at noontime or at 6 p.m. Of course, it's always on the Odyssey app as well. All the shows are archived there. Talking about this movement towards an electric society, and of course, a lot of you have opinions on the matter, Senator Gallivan's advice is to make sure you vote accordingly by asking those running for state positions, legislator and Senate, what their stance is on this issue as we go next to Buffalo. And John, good morning.
Yes, hello, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call. Now, this is your area. So, okay, a person has a small two-bedroom little Cape Cod, whatever you will. They require a certain amount of heating. And okay, me, I have a six-bedroom beautiful home. It's going to cost me God knows what.
Well, that's another thing that hasn't been thought through on this whole topic, John, is how is the grid that's already can't support our present needs going to support the increased needs for every house? So every house where it may have had a 100-amp or a 200-amp service is now going to need a 400-amp service to be able to run, especially a house of your size. It's going to need a 400-amp service to run it efficiently with the operation of everything being electric. So, again, the grid certainly is nowhere near able to support that influx of use.
Okay. Now, another key point, and thank you for having the senator on. Very, very, very enlightening. Now, yes, we have the vote. We need to use the vote. I've been voting since I was 18. Thank God I live in this country. But the point I'm making is, if that were to be the case, and property values, because of the cost to incur or to buy the house, so you're looking at the house plus the renovation, what's that going to do to the tax base, Mr. Mayor, Mr. County Executive?
Well, a texter writes in on this topic, great show. Unfortunately, New Yorkers are voting with their feet. President DeSantis knows how to run a state. So, yeah, I think that's you're going to see property values probably suffer from this in that across the whole state now, we won't be a desirable place to live when you can't have natural gas as a reliable way to heat.
Exactly.
So
exactly. So other than just our vote as individuals, I think there should be a rally, if you will, of, you know, mayors and county executives and, you know, people that have influence and access to these people.
Well, this is a
people
state. This is a state.
Here a little bit at the golf course.
This is a state government-driven initiative. So that's where you need to focus. Your contact would be your state legislator and your state senator. And again, I can't stress this enough. When election time comes, the question should be asked: what is your position on this climate change initiative, and do you have a position against it? And I'm only going to vote for you if you do.
And if they renege on their promise, they say, oh, I'm against it, and then they vote for it, well, that would be terrible.
Well, certainly, certainly. Thanks for your call, John. Let's move along to Wheatfield and chat with Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're next.
Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
A simple question, and this affects everybody in the state. If you have a power outage and everything's running electric, you have no backup generation at the hospitals.
Yeah.
So what are the hospitals going
to
do?
I'd be willing to bet you $1 million as sure as we're talking here on early January 2023, Bill, that public buildings like hospitals and even the new Bill Stadium are going to be exempt.
That's cool. And that's wrong, mm-hmm. because the thing is, who are they picking on? The middle class, the residents of
right.
the state,
right.
and giving exemptions to all the other ones. But you know what? This is has to do with this weekend. I would like all the Buffalo Bills fans to understand, if this goes through, there will be no more tailgating unless they want to bring cold sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're having tomorrow is cold sandwiches. So
you can't run the grills. You can't burn wood. You can't burn charcoal. You will not have any more family barbecues in the backyard.
Yep. Well,
you know.
Okay.
The thing is it's the old story. Sometimes you get to a situation where the inmates are running the asylum.
Well, okay. That's a good way of looking at it. Thanks for your call, Bill. Let's move on to Youngstown and chat with Sean. Good morning, Sean. You're on WBN.
Good morning. I was wondering if we were to have another blizzard and it was all electric and all these people were without power, could we charge the assemblymen and the legislators with manslaughter or criminally negligent homicide?
Yeah, it's a great way of looking at it. Obviously, a little distorted in terms of a real life application, but certainly they are basically taking something away that could save our lives, and that is the ability to generate electricity with natural gas. There's so many ironies here, this being one. Another one is that most electricity is generated with natural gas as its means of combustion. We live at the brink of Niagara Falls, and we think that all electricity is hydro-generated. Well, that's certainly not the case. Another fallacy is that natural gas is not a clean fuel, and it is. It's 94% efficient. It's reliable in any power scenario. And it's only because we have to rely on electric starts to our furnaces, our water tanks, as to why we're without those utilities when a power outage occurs. And, you know, the blizzard is a great testimony of how serious an issue this is, in that the grid was not able to sustain the cold temperatures and the wind that froze up the ability for the power to be generated and transformed through the state. So there's some legitimacy to this inability for this to be the reliable method for carrying forth into the future, but yet nobody's talking about that except us right here, and we're glad you're there to listen for it. And again, remember to vote accordingly when election time comes. That's advice from Senator Gallivan. You can learn more on this whole issue by going to the state website. You can see how ridiculous this scoping document is. And it seems like it's, as I said, the freight train coming down the thruway. It's coming for us, folks. And we need to step forth and do something about it by voting accordingly. Have a great week, everybody. Go Bills. Can't wait to be to the stadium. Can't wait till I'm at the stadium tomorrow. And we're looking forward to a big Bills win. Have a great week. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Everything's 20 minutes away in Buffalo, right?
Got a major problem right now. The center lane is blocked. It looks like it's going to be blocked for a while. We'll keep an eye on this one for you.
Alan Harris is the extra set of eyes you need in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
We got a major backup right now. It's backing up about 3-4 exits on the expressway. I don't know how long it's going to take to
beat the slowdowns by getting notifications to your phone from Alan in WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command.
Taking a check of the bridges right now. Everything seems to be doing okay. No delays are being reported, so that's good news.
On air and on your phone when you need it. WBEN's The Barnes Firm Traffic Command. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN. WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.